everyone, and welcome to LID Radio Podcast. And today on our Inside Knowledge series, we have Kate Cook, aptly named, as she is a nutritional expert. She's written Positive Nutrition with LID, and she'll be talking today about the nutritional habits that we can form to keep ourselves healthy and happy during isolation. So now over to Kate.
Hello everybody and welcome to this podcast. My name is Kate Cook and I am a nutritional expert. I'm a nutritionist. I call myself a corporate nutritionist because I run programs in companies. I've written 7 books, of which definitely my favorite is Positive Nutrition, and it's a lovely little book. So let's talk about nutritional habits for this difficult time of isolation. The first thing I want to do is actually give you a bit of background. So why should we be interested in nutrition? Nutrition really means the components of the food that make up health, for example, vitamins and minerals, and all the little tiny bits of sort of, I call it software, really, that actually ultimately go and run the hardware of your body. So everything is run by nutrients in the body, and from things like enzymes that run digestion to nutrients that help us with stress, like zinc, for example. So everything is really, really important for all the little components are very important for running this, in effect, software. So, yeah, and actually it's really interesting because nutrition acts as these messenger molecules which actually turn on and off reactions in the body. So it's actually fundamental, obviously, that you, in effect, you are what you eat, but actually it's you are what you absorb. So actually first things are the quality is really the key here because the better your food is, the better soil it's grown in, the more nutrients that are going to be in the food. And the second thing really is how you're going to eat it. So in effect, rather than you are what you eat, maybe it is you are what you absorb. So you can have the best diet in the universe, best diet ever, and be completely militant about your diet. But if this is all done with an air of stress or that you're sitting down and to eat and actually you cannot digest, in effect, stress actually shuts down how you are able to digest. So if you're not able to digest, you're not able to get hold of those lovely nutrients, and you're not able to run the kind of components of the body, the programs of the body, if you like. And one of the key ones at this time, obviously, that people are worried about is immunity. So we're not able to run that if we're stressed. So although, you know, it's not actually kind of the how of nutrition yet, I'll come on to some tips, but the first one might be that you really take care of your sleep and how you're sleeping at the moment. Difficult if you're worried about stuff. Another thing is to do meditation, and another thing is to do some kind of exercise, because these things help and oil how we're going to absorb the nutrients in our food. So for me, I'm doing something called Qigong, which is spelled Qigong. It's a sort of Chinese type of moving meditation. And it's really good for calming down the nervous system and all the components, if you like, that would stop you digesting your food well. So don't underplay that, if you like. Right. So onto the nutrition stuff. And, you know, before you get tucked into that, basically, there's one more step, which is number one is really the planning of the nutrition. So that is really key at this time. First of all, actually, it's kind of eased off, but there was a little problem with fresh supply. There was a problem with eggs. We all know the problem with loo paper, but that doesn't apply here. But the problem with eggs, so we couldn't really get hold of what we wanted. So planning everything is really key. So I just have a kind of, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the meals I've got to plan. And that really makes you have some sense of security, if you like, because you know what it is you're going to either feed yourself or your family. And so get a planner. I mean, if you can get hold of one, but just, you know, a piece of paper with some, you know, like Heath Robinson grid marks on it. Just mark it up what you want to do and which meals you're going to have. So plan your meals. This will stop you reaching for those treats, because food sometimes isn't just about kind of being nutritionally perfect. We feel at these times that food acts as kind of our friend. And there's an emotional component often with people and food. So actually, it's a great time to break the habit of just kind of piling into the cream buns around coffee and around having a little cake or a little biscuit. You know, it's a really ideal time, because we can't get out and have those cups of coffee at the shop, you know, to really try and kick that habit. Whilst one cup of coffee is nice, you know, I think we're running on adrenaline quite often with 3 or 4 or 5 cups of coffee, and that will have an effect on stress. And not least that little, you know, having a nice sugary treat to go with a coffee or with a cup of tea or something like that. So a planner will really help you get that down pat, so that you're not sort of launching into the biscuits and the buns. Of course, sugar lowers immunity, so it acts as a slow metabolic poison. I know that sounds pretty horrible, but it's not a good thing, especially when we're trying to look after our immune systems at this time. I think number two is about husbandry. So what I mean by that is really using all the food you have. Buy well, not buy expensive, you don't have to do that, but what I'm finding is I've got so much budget left before the end of the month. Luckily, I'm still working, my husband's still working, and I know many of you that's really not an option, because obviously it's had a huge economic impact, this whole thing. But where you can really try and choose, you know, well, but use everything. Use everything. Don't chuck stuff out. That's the point. So I might get a chicken, and you know, I'm still able to get good quality chicken, and then make a stock and make soups. The whole myth about chicken soup and immunity. There were some studies done actually about that, looking into chicken soup and immunity. And it is really that chicken soup for immunity and for the soul. So So. You know, whilst we're not spending money, or whilst we've got this step back of spending money just on stuff and consuming, you know, maybe that we can put a few extra bob into food where we can, and really make it count. So the third tip is really about breakfast. So I always say this. Now, there's lots of trends now about intermittent fasting. If you've never heard of that, please don't worry about what that means. It means really just shoving your breakfast a bit later and shoving your dinner a bit earlier, and eating within a window of time. But there's a big trend for that at the moment. Nothing wrong with that. So the first meal that breaks your fast, breakfast, it doesn't have to be the one that we think of at 8 o'clock in the morning. But that counts, because what we need to do is balance our blood sugar. Blood sugar is how we're balancing our energy across the day. It uses a hormone called insulin. Another time I'll tell you all about that. But lest it be said that balancing your blood sugar means eating real food, and eating food that doesn't give you a kind of high, foods that give you a high of things that digest very quickly, like white bread or white flour or sugar and stuff that turns into fuel very quickly and gives you crashes and burns basically very quickly. So we want things that are kind of real food. We want things that are protein, so we want things that are fat, and we want things that are fibrous. That means that the blood sugar will be stable. So, you know, something that I might have for breakfast is things like tinned fish, because at the moment we can do that, because it's pretty antisocial if you have it normally. Things like tinned sardines, and also things like eggs, and things that we might consider something that's a bit more savoury. So I'm getting nut butters, for example, at this time. So making that really count will then stop you diving into those cream buns later. So tip number four is really about eating together. So if you're lucky enough to have a family who you get on with, I think that's another thing. Luckily, here at Camp Cook, we are pretty happy campers, luckily. So eating together is really important to share food and not least and news, and have one time where you spend it together off devices, obviously. But another idea is having dinner together. I'm actually having a virtual dinner party in a couple of weeks' time with my friend, and that's going to be lovely as well. So don't underestimate that either. And just a quick one to say, don't get paranoid about supplements. But if you can at this time, B vitamins, good for stress and your nervous system. Zinc is very good for immunity. Essential fatty acids, good for cells. And a good multi really is kind of all you need, unless, of course, you actually get an active infection. That's something else. But don't take millions and millions. You know, look at those first tips about sleep and stress. That's the most important angle here, at least to start with. So that's really it. So just to summarize, just basically it's about quality. It's about planning. It's about that husbandry. So making use of your food. It's eating breakfast, eating together. And, you know, if you are going to take some supplements, don't do it out of fear. Do it out of kind of, you know, picking the ones that really are key at this time. And really enjoy it. You know, enjoy this time where maybe you have a little bit of extra time to think about your food. And just to summarize, you know, don't use this time to swoop into the cream buns. It's a great time to really resurrect your health and really look at your nutrition and enjoy it. That's the first thing. And the last. Thank you very much.
Really big thank you to Kate Cook there, author of Positive Nutrition, and for giving us an insight on the nutritional habits we can form to keep healthy and happy without going over the top and panic buying. Do keep an eye on our social media channels at Lib Publishing, where we'll be continuing to share the inside knowledge of our experts and authors to try and help us all get through this time. So for now, take care and stay tuned.